4 TFW Mobile.
WTU JKT Mobile. Morning, Ken. Good to hear your voice after a couple weeks, but just getting off here for coffee, so I'll be back in a few minutes. WTU JKT.
TFW.
Y'all in Z9V Mobile.
Dion, Happy New Year.
The missus had a good Happy New Year and a Merry Christmas. Hope we can have a prosperous New Year. Been a long time no talk to. Everything going well?
Too bad. I mean, I was sick right before Christmas, and then I don't know, somehow I scratched my cornea, and man, that sucker's been giving me a fit for, I don't know, 2 weeks now.
That's not something that's very comfortable at all. It's just annoying as it can be. I know the feeling. I did a while back and haven't done it lately. Me and the wife, we've been... When we run our chores, she usually... run our errands, excuse me. She usually sits in the truck or sits in her car. She usually don't go in. So we've been trying to avoid contact with people so we don't come down with the latest bug going around. Been doing pretty good, so unfortunately today I'm going to Greenville to work, so I'll do my part to further the economy, but I'm going to try and avoid people as best as possible, you know what I mean.
They're on that one, and it's going around. Like I said, it's Saturday before Christmas. Got up, I was fine, went to the grandkids, picked them up. Coming back, it's like, oh man, I feel bad. Man, I just went down. I just crashed.
Was a new strain of the flu or what it was?
Well, I was just taking NyQuil and DayQuil, and it was one of those where your whole body ached and everything, and then you were shaking because you were cold, and then you were hot and that, but... I mean, once I got over it, and then, of course, Susan got it, but then we were good to go.
Hey, W4FCM, morning, guys.
N4KFW.
Anybody here this morning? NC9V Mobile.
Yeah, my son will be up about 7. Get it in. I got up earlier than average today. Just, like I said, when your body aches, it says get up. Get up. W4FCM listening.
Fred, KN4TFW. Foggy out here this morning.
Me and the wife, I had a doctor's appointment last week, and he asked about the flu shot, and I said, well, you know, I think we're going to pass on that this year. My wife says, no, okay, I'm going to get it. I said, I don't think I am. It don't even cover the new variant, so I'm going to pass on that one.
They pass on all of those. I can't remember the last time I got one of those, if I ever did.
Up the mountain today, come down the hill. Got a brief respite from it. Yeah. Me and the wife got a flu shot last year. Didn't come down with the flu, luckily. So I don't know if that's because of the shot or just because of our habits.
Just to add my point, my wife and I did get it, but my sister did not. Her husband did. Sister in bed for a week at Christmas, 104 degree temperature, aching all over. Husband did miss a day at work. Was fine, so... one case of it saved her, or dissaved him, but not her. I said she got busy and just forgot to get it. So after a week, I called her, sounded like she was drunk. Had went from the flu to bronchitis, almost pneumonia. So yeah, we get ours, and not a perfect match every year, but they say even if you do get it, it will be a mild strain. So W4FCM, we'll go back to my reading till my son wakes up within the hour.
Anytime. Where'd Eric go? He ever make it back yet?
Yeah, he, I know he swung by probably to pick up a drink or so.
Socializing. Well, I hate that you got sick. The wife didn't catch it, though?
A couple of days after I did, she got it. And then, so, it was going around, and, you know, the granddaughter had it. And so we picked up the grandsons and that, but then, you know, we were at the house, and then we took them back, and then they got sick, and then I brought the granddaughter to the house, but she was already sick, so we just all had a good time laying around and sleeping.
pajama party there. I hate for that. We're getting our granddaughter today, I assume, so. And she was down with it. So hopefully she's over that before she comes to our house. Supposed to be, we'll see.
Stay back from almost 2 weeks out. I wonder how bad it's going to be.
Was ever talking about shutting down a school for like a week or so, just to quell the spread. I don't know how well that'll do, but.
Mask.
Gotta wear a mask, huh?
The physical coming up on Groundhog's Day.
That's only fun. I just had mine last week. First one I had in like 2 or 3 years. He's like, you get a little borderline high in your blood pressure. And I said, yeah, I've been that way all my life. Even though I was like 15, 16 years old. Well, I want you to keep track of it. Keep a logbook, bring it in. And same old every year. Oh, yeah, you got to lose a few pounds. Yeah, I know.
I went to a little urgent care for my eye. Mine was, I don't know, 130 over 89, something like that. Usually it's a little lower than that.
Over 90. And I told her, I said, well, that all started off when she came in and said I was 5'11 instead of being 6 feet. I said, that immediately set my blood pressure up.
I'm on a bad spot. Back now.
You know what? I got some new tires on my truck. These are so much more quieter than those other tires. And they're so much smoother. I don't know why I got those. I guess all-terrain tires. Yeah, nah, give me road tires. So much nicer.
In bad weather than we get, you can get around pretty decent.
Downhill from my house. Unless I would have got home, then it's uphill. First day, my son's back from his cruise. I had to call him up and ask him how his cruise was. Maybe listen. NC9B.
Not a cruise and they didn't fly to some island. Man, the people are having a heck of a time getting off those islands now.
Talking about a 77-year-old woman fell overboard. It was like, so that'd be a heck of a thing to have a 77-year-old lady fall off the cruise that you're on. Terrible. Out of the soup, man, anyway. Really hoping we could get together sometime over the holidays. That never happened.
If we're around, we didn't do too much. We just stayed mostly there at the house.
I didn't call everybody up. That's all we did. Sit around the house, relax.
Isn't officially just hung it up. She got tired of all their stuff, so she just hung it up.
It's this year. I think the set day after Christmas, I took the Christmas tree down. Okay, we're done with that. Tundras are getting smaller and smaller. They look like a Tacoma. That's a tundra.
Can't hardly tell the full size from the small ones.
All right, back guys. Good morning, Leon.
Good to hear you this morning. Well, I was told, oh my gosh, talk about a brain aneurysm here. And it's tough to tell a kid that it's been a while since I talked to y'all.
A good Christmas and New Year's. I know that I'm sad to be going back to work this morning, but yeah, we had a good time for a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's for sure. Happy New Year.
I'm kind of happy to go back to work today. I haven't worked in 2 weeks. About time I did something, huh? Good this morning. I turned on the 290. I've got nobody behind me. Nobody in front of me. I like this.
These car lights. It's amazing how bright they are when you got a high that's messed up.
Got how you got the scratch on your cornea?
Negative. I just We were headed down to Anderson. I realized that my eye was real sensitive to the light. But then, heck, it wasn't. It was probably 3 or 4 days after that before it started turning red.
I'm a real kind of a stickler. When I get in a vehicle, you know, a lot of people like the wind blowing right on them, the blower, I guess the vent aimed right on them. The first thing I do when I get in the trucks is I crank it up, I turn them vents where they're aimed away from me. I don't want anything blowing straight on me. They get so much stuff out of the vents, it just get in your eye. Get your eyes out, it's not good for you. Contacts, that I guess that's where it started. You get something underneath that contact, man, it aggravates the heck out of you. So once I got the LASIK surgery, it's just got to carry it over from that, and my eyes tend to dry out a little bit. But keep a blow it right on me, but keep it blow it away from me, it doesn't bother me. Individual out there during their morning walk, got a reflective vest on, at least they're walking towards traffic, and got a flashlight hanging around their neck. So, I don't know if I'd be doing that still.
In the morning and foggy and on 290. Man, that's a death wish.
What do with you? Anything can happen over the holidays?
We had the kids home for most of the time off as well. They actually don't even go back to school until tomorrow. But, yeah, we had fun. We played a lot of Dungeons & Dragons with the kids, and we watched the last of Stranger Things when it came out, and had a good Christmas and a good New Year. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Did a whole lot of nothing. Ken, I still haven't rolled out that coax. I didn't get to play with radios a whole lot over the break.
Got a little late shift at the other day. Just kind of dingered around with it a little bit. How about you, Ken?
Hearing a little bit of HF over the holidays, but never did happen, I guess, because Susan officially retired and that, and she was home, and we just did stuff together.
Her congratulations, but she's spending some time doing what she wants to do now.
Forward to the day, even though it's still a long way off, but yeah, congrats from us as well.
And I'll tell her on that. She wanted to continue to work some, but they just didn't, you know, after 35 years, they just didn't want to work with her about, you know, no holidays, no nights, and that. So she just said, you know what, I'll just hang it up.
So you can claw back the control and make, kind of set your own hours and say, hey, you know, you can work with this or don't work with it, whichever you prefer.
Don't try to call her by the end of the month. And she'll tell them what they can do with it.
Very tired. I had a work phone. It was their phone number. And when I retired, 2 weeks before I retired, 2 weeks before my last day, I got my new phone number and everything. And I didn't tell them. I forgot.
A lot of emergency vehicles. It's all blocked up right here at the 68. Yeah, Roger's on the southbound side. You better take that 129.
Do you know?
Bob, I think it's the 68.
I am currently at 82, so I got some time, but I'll keep an eye on Google because I got nothing on Google yet.
Yeah, it's backing up fast. There's two fire trucks and 3 or 4 police cars on that, so it should be backed up about to the 68 by the time you're trying to get off.
Get off at like 70 or 72 or something.
Go that way.
I figured it out.
Whatever's happening is right there, right before the exit for 66. So you can just get off at the 68 and then take that back road and get right back on there at the 66.
Up, I'm going to step it up here and see if I can get there a little quicker, although I guess it doesn't really matter. I'm not going to pass too many people to see now and there, but all right, 68 it is for me, unless something really bad happens.
Exit right after the 26th interchange.
WJ, good morning.
KN4TFW.
NC9V.
Good morning, Scott. WTJKT.
To be here. I was supposed to be in Hebron today, so on an airplane right now, so that lucky that got canceled.
Home on the first day back. Can't beat that.
That. Holidays?
Here.
Great time. Thought did a lot of nothing.
Yeah, just entertaining the kids, playing board games, and watching TV for most of anything else. I didn't even get to play with radios too much over the break.
It's not big trucks anymore for being in the left lane.
Start stopping them when they have the manpower. Or staffing, should I say. It's not manpower anymore, it's staffing. They passed that new state law in South Carolina. Is that South Carolina or North Carolina? I can't remember which. You can't be in the left lane in the tractor trailer. If it's four lanes or more. Sorry.
Pop up on Google, Ken.
Up at 68.
Huh?
Yeah.
75, I think.
Make it to the 68 before it backs up. Hey, looks like a highway patrol motorcycle cop.
Days, and then I don't miss those days.
This morning in the mist.
The roadway's a little damp, but not really wet. Not a good time for two wheels.
Down in the left-hand lane.
Oh, it'll be nice. Take a little motorcycle ride right before Christmas when it was warm. And I went to town on the motorcycle, puttered around a little bit, run a few errands. Actually drove all the way over to Brevard to have lunch. Tried to meet up with Patrick, but no, Patrick was down in Greenville meeting with Gary. So that didn't work out too good. Get diesel in North Carolina for $2.85 a gallon. And here it is in Wade Hampton for $3.49 a gallon.
Interesting, over the holidays it was $2.80.
Seem to see what happens to it now. NC9V.
Said, I don't know what it was, a racetrack or whatever, down there at exit 27, there on the left-hand side, if you're going south. And that, man, that place is huge. I don't think it was a QT. I was thinking it was the exit that Eric gets off at, but we went back to the left.
What's to the left of that? I can't remember. I don't think I've ever been that way but once or twice.
Gee, when I was down that way, it's like, man, you could do donuts in the parking lot with a tractor trailer. I mean, that place was huge.
And Eric put me onto there at his exit. You make the exit there, the very first exit, as you're going south, and you make the first right into that little gas station. Man, that's a nice little stop. Nice, quiet, peaceful. It's not that tricky to get out, but I mean, you gotta pay attention to get out, but hey, I stopped there several times now. Pick up snacks, whatever.
One on the other side, and that it has a red light there.
Google just told me to get off at 68, so yeah, whatever's happening.
Went past, there's two fire trucks and a couple of police cars blocking the right-hand lane, but you should be able to take that little side road, come out at that tool place, and then just jump right back on.
How to merge.
Probably happening in our lifetime.
Y'all have a very good day. Good talking to y'all again. Scott, you too. I don't know where you went, but y'all have a great day. Stay dry, stay warm, and get you further down the log. NC9B.
Be safe out there, Leon, and have a good day. KN4TFW.
Have a good day, Leon. Be safe out there. Maybe we'll catch you this afternoon on the way home. W2JKT.
N2SWJ.
Got off at 68, and I'm looking over, and it's brake lights. So I got off just in time.
I didn't want That'd be a heck of a way to start out the new year.
I had just south of the interchange to get back on, but yeah, I'm definitely glad I'm doing this and not over there.
Hey, I got on at 66, and then right near where you cross over the river, and that's where it was. So I don't know what the deal was, but it was clear at the 66.
Just south of the interchange at 66, so I'm going to be sitting in it a little bit, but not nearly as much as I'd be sitting in if I'd not gotten off here.
If you missed that 68, it was going to be a while. Go ahead and clear out. I'm turning on the road down to the gate now, so everybody have a safe day back at work and that, and I hope it's a good one, and we'll catch you guys later, KN4TFW.
Be safe, and I'm just going to navigate this traffic and get to work myself, so maybe we'll catch you tomorrow morning. This is W2JKT 73.
Yeah, I was just about to say, have a good day, man, and don't work too hard, man. Into SWJ. Yeah, I'm still here.
W2JKT, go ahead.
Hey, guys, let me call my son real quick if I could. I think I'm a bit early, but who knows. KD4FDIW4FCM. Not yet. We'll be soon. Thanks, guys. That'd be 4FCM listening.
Yeah. The 18th, I think it was, of December, and I'm going back Saturday.
Around the holidays, that's for sure. I definitely have fond memories of the Big Tree and Rockefeller Center and all that stuff, but... Yeah, it's a fun place. I haven't been in so long. I need to get up there and visit sometime. My wife and I keep threatening to do a mass road trip and go visit Chicago, where she's from, and then New York, where I'm from. But, you know, that's a huge undertaking when you've got kids and dogs and stuff.
That is a road trip, for sure. Chicago and New York in one trip. Whew.
7 hours to Chicago from where we are, and then, you know, of course, from Chicago to New York is about another 12 hours, and then, New York back down here is another 12 hours. So that's, yeah, that's a lot of driving, but if we ever had enough time off, it'd be worth it, I think. You know, I definitely want to go to Giordano's and have one of their deep dish pizzas, even though it's not New York pizza, and then, go to New York and then show her what real pizza's like.
I don't know where real pizza comes from, and that's New York.
Well, that text message you heard was from her, so I'm going to give her a call now she's up and, chat about what we're going to be doing today. So have a great day, Scott, and we'll probably catch you again later this week. So W2JKT 73.
Great day. Into SWJ.